That's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Beautiful, gorgeous afternoon out there. I was just outside there with Gracie, and she said, do we really have to come back inside? Yes, we do, because we have a guest this afternoon. Bethany Wade is the Programs Director at the Greenwood Museum, and we've got a lot to talk about here today. Lots of events coming up. Want to talk some about the trains and whatnot. So, Bethany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So, let's see. I guess it was a year or so ago, maybe 2 years now, we were going to have you on, and things came up, and you didn't make it, but
that's
you're
right.
here today.
I'm here now, so.
That's right.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. So, Bethany, you've worked with the museum now for...
It'll be almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
In August, so.
Time passes, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. It's been really exciting, so...
So, what exactly do you do at the museum?
Okay, I'm the programs director, so I handle any kind of educational programming, kind of introducing kid-friendly components to exhibits or creating field trips or summer camps, that kind of thing. And that's kind of what I do.
I guess that's a great job then.
It's really fun. You get to be a kid all the time and think like a kid all the time. So it's good.
Well, that's great. Now, just for out of curiosity, you're from Greenwood, correct?
I am, yes. I'm from Greenwood. I went to Greenwood Christian School, graduated from there, and then went to Anderson, but came back home after college. So I'm from around here.
Well, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I think I had a stint where I wanted to be a veterinarian.
That's a typical one.
And a
yes.
teacher as yes. well. But since I was probably in middle school, I loved museums and wanted to work in some part of a museum. So it was
That's perfectly unusual.
Yes, it was really unusual. But I loved museums, I mean, ever since I remember. So
now, what do you remember about the Greenwood Museum then?
I actually do not remember anything about the Greenwood Museum.
That's horrible. I know.
I went in and told her when I interviewed. It was funny. I said, I think this is the first time I've been in here. And she was like, it's okay. So, but it, you know, it's a great spot. And when I came, I realized what a treasure it was. And you kind of just fall in love with it when you work there, you know. All the time. So,
what to you makes the Greenwood Museum unique?
I think our collection is such a vast collection of objects. You know, over 45,000 different objects relating to not only local history, but other countries, natural history, science. It's a really impressive collection. And that was my favorite part when I first started, was getting to actually go down in collections and see the variety of things that we have. Now I love it because it's for the size of the town that Greenwood is, it is quality exhibits. And we try to create quality programs and give people something to do. And we're very proud of it. So I think that's kind of what makes it unique.
I think also the fact that it has become a pride aspect rather than that place where they store old stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And that was kind of when the renovation happened in 2008. It went from sort of a smorgasbord of all these objects out for everybody to a more organized museum-like atmosphere. And so everything we had then, we still have now. They're just organized by category and stored correctly, and we pull them out when we have focused exhibits. And so when you come in, it kind of has a cohesive feel to it. It's very organized, which I like. And you also get to kind of rotate things in and out, so it never gets boring, which is great.
Sure. And on the first floor, of course, you have all the little stores.
Yes, our 1900s Main Street, which is a mock-up of what Greenwood's Main Street looked like at 1900. And it's got a millinery, which is a hat shop. It's got a general store, a cinema, a railroad depot, a schoolhouse, all that kind of great stuff. We also introduced a new feature last year, which is an interactive map. Our Greenwood History Project website that you can access from anywhere is greenwoodhistoryproject.org. is located in the front on a very nice computer, so you can click and look at a map from 1914, I believe, and it'll have businesses that were here then and now and what building is there. It's very cool. So you can see that kind of at the beginning of Main Street when you come in.
And that's really neat to see how it's changed through the years.
Oh, yes, and to see what buildings are still around that were there, you know, that's really neat. So you feel kind of connected to the Greenwoodians of old if you're walking through there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really neat because you could always see where there was a Bilk sign on one of the buildings downtown. And
the Oregon Hotel is now the Greenwood Building, so you can see like the transitions that have taken place. And it's also a great teaching tool for students in Greenwood to kind of learn what their town looked like then and what it looks like now, how people dress, the transportation. It's a really great teaching tool for them. So.
And not only that, Greenwood had the widest Main Street in the United States, wasn't it?
I think they boasted the widest Main Street in the world.
In the world?
I'm not sure if we can actually confirm that, but we'll say the widest Main Street in the United States. And it was because of the railroad, the lines coming through. And so that is really cool. And our Main Street is still very beautiful. But to see the map of what it looked like then, you kind of feel connected with that story, too. So.
And if you've been here for a while before the transformation of Uptown, there actually was the depot that was still there, right? Where they had that painted with all kinds of figurines and whatnot.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
You must be really young. No, okay. But yeah, they actually tore that down,
okay.
I think, which is where the gazebo is and coming up right in that area.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in fact, that was a sad day when they tore that part of it down because it had people and whatnot landscaped on it. But anyways, so there have been a lot of changes. And, of course, we are looking forward to seeing what's happening. But one of the things that I think is so interesting is the railroad and how we had back in March 23rd, 1914, Piedmont and Northern Interbruin Railroad made its first trip from Greenwood to Greenville to Spartanburg.
Yes, the interurban.
Yeah.
A lot of great railroad history in Greenwood, which you don't really expect. And I'm not well versed, to be honest, in all the railroad history. We have some great volunteers who thrive on it and are so wonderful, and the Railroad Center opens for its season tomorrow. Come on Saturdays and you'll get these great tours from these wonderful railroad buffs who can tell you all about Greenwood's railroad history. But we do have an impressive collection, and there's a lot of really cool stories about trains in Greenwood. So
sure. Well, trains were so important, whether it was Abbeville, Greenwood, 96. And the railroad still cross through Uptown Greenwood and whatnot. So pretty cool stuff. Well, we are here with Bethany Wade. We are going to be here for the next hour talking about all the things going on in the museum. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the railroad. And then they've got some great programs coming up that we want to touch on, too. Things you don't want to miss and maybe some things you have missed, but you should still know about. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Our very excited and upbeat guest here this afternoon, Bethany Wade. Yes, she is the program director at the museum. Now, I guess, Bethany, if somebody wants to do a tour, you want to bring a field trip of kids or whatever, I guess that falls into your parlance.
It does, yes. And we have a great field trip program that started last year. Involves is you get a full tour of all three floors of the museum, and then you get a focused exhibit activity that the teacher can pick based on what they're studying in school. And so, like, we have a scavenger hunt, we have a treasure hunt, a Greenwood time travel, which is fun. So it's all based on a certain exhibit, and it's $5 a child, free for the adults or chaperones that are coming in. And you can look on our website for that information, shoot me an email, or I'll send you a field trip guide. But our tours, we love to have groups come in, and we will do that. You just call and let us know when you're coming, and we'll give you a nice little introduction about what we have and let you kind of roam at your own pace, which is nice. So
that's true. Now, the museum used to charge an admission fee. They don't charge that anymore.
We don't. We receive City of Greenwood hospitality tax funding, so we are admission free for 3 years, which is exciting. And most people don't know that, but we still gladly accept donations.
But it's a great way if you want to bring the kids in on a Saturday afternoon.
It's wonderful for weekend trips, rainy days. We're all the exhibits have interactive components, so kids will not get bored. They will have something to do, and anything that we don't want them to handle is behind glass, so they cannot hurt anything. A lot of parents worry when they bring them in the museum, but we want kids there. We want them to feel comfortable coming in the museum. So
sure, and you know, sometimes we have a tendency not to think that history is important. In today's world, we just kind of look at, well, we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about looking back. I personally wish I had spent more time studying history, because I think I'd understand what's happening in the political world and everything else if I had studied history a little bit better.
Yes, and I think that's, you know, people look at history as these dates and battles and just names, and they don't really put any humanity behind them. And mm-hmm. so at the museum, we always tell groups when they come in, especially students, because students are like, history's news, what in the world?
Right.
We tell them, you know, we're not really a keeper of objects, we're a keeper of our community's stories. So to the best of our ability, we try to match an object with its story. And you have to think that these people were very much like us. They just lived in a different time period. They wore different clothes. They had different ways of getting around. But they were human. They had moms and dads and husbands and wives. And they had things that happened in their lives. And, you know, so that kind of connects them to these people who lived before them. And it makes it more real, I think, for them.
Sure. Well, it's just like the big studying of genealogy mm-hmm. has become so big.
Yes.
And yet when you look at that, that is a connection to history.
Exactly. And a connection to kind of, especially with families, you know, certain attributes that we have that we're connected to people who lived so long before us. Is that like a family trait? Like, it's pretty exciting to see what kind of character
quality.
Or
a family disease.
Yes. I'll keep it positive.
Things. Yeah, but, you know, yeah. And knowing more about your family history can give you a better chance to survive through things, because you already know that you have a propensity for things. Yeah. So, we've got a lot of programs, but let's talk a little bit more about the railroad before we just move on. Now, how many cars are there down there at the railroad museum?
We have 7 cars. So we have a lot of cars. We have a diner car. We have a standard sleeper. We have an executive sleeper, which is a really fancy car that we do Polar Express, our winter program, in. We have a caboose, a steam engine, an interurban electric, and a standard passenger. So we have a nice variety of cars down there at the Railroad Center. But
now, the project that is ongoing right now, they're actually going to preserve and fix these cars up.
They are. It's a multi-year renovation project. We received a grant from the South Carolina Heritage Corridor and then a matching grant with the city. And it is a lengthy process, but at the end of it, we're going to have all of these cars restored, interior and exterior, to what they looked like when they were operational. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a jewel to have these cars and preserve them and keep that history kind of alive, especially for Greenwood. It's going to be really, really fun to see these cars. So,
and what would be really neat to do would be to see them before they're preserved, wouldn't it? Like now, like while they're in.
Oh, yes. Come and look at how they look now, so you have a nice comparison to what they're going to look like when it all opens back up. And I mean, it's a fabulous collection now, and there's a lot that you can learn, especially in our new Welcome Center that we opened last year. We have a lot of railroad memorabilia and facts about the lines that ran through here and stuff. There's still a lot to do, and there's still guided tours of what the cars are and where they ran and all kind of interesting stories, but they're going to be fabulous when we get them done. So that's really, really exciting.
So the Welcome Center is where?
It is the old Palmetto Bank building down by there. And so we moved into that facility last year, and we love it. It's a great space, and there's air, which is exciting in the summer.
Everybody wants to be in the Welcome Center.
We want to be in the Welcome Center.
Okay, got it.
And it's a nice gift shop space. We've got some train stuff if you want to buy T-shirts or train whistles. The kids love some train whistles. And it's a great space, too. And then the cars are right across the parking lot right there, so...
Now, the other old building that's there, the house that was on the front of the property, what's happening with that?
Currently, it is just there right now. That is a whole other beast to handle as a house, a historic house. So we're going to focus on the trains first.
Okay.
And deal with that house later. But that is a huge beast in itself.
Sure.
So.
And I remember when they were cleaning up that area, there was so much stuff.
Much stuff in there. And I don't think there's very much stuff left in it. I think most of it's been moved over. So that's good. But there was a whole lot of stuff.
And the master gardeners did a fabulous job cleaning up and cleaning out so people can actually get back there and you can see the cars.
Yes, you can see the cars. And, of course, you can't go into any of the cars right now, but still seeing kind of the outside of these cars. A lot of people haven't seen full-size trains that close, so yeah. It's still an experience.
Sure. But it opens up tomorrow, Thursday.
The season opens up tomorrow. It's Thursdays through Saturdays, April through October. So it's 10 to 5, and there's guided tours available on Saturdays.
So you can literally go in the trains, yes?
You can't go in the trains themselves. You can go in the grounds and okay. See the trains. You can go in the Welcome Center. But one or two of the cars will be open by this fall for you to go inside.
Meaning that they will be refurbished?
They will be renovated.
Renovated,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be available for people to be able to go inside them, which would be nice.
Cool. And then this will be a great place to have birthday parties.
Yes. We already have a train kids birthday party that you could have. And we do normally the party part in the Welcome Center, and they have like a tour part in the grounds. But when we get them redone, it's going to be a great spot, a very unique atmosphere for any kind of event, birthday parties, wedding, receptions, whatever.
Any idea how long it's going to take to get this project done, Bethany?
I do not know. It's a multi-year renovation project.
Sounds like forever.
It's a lengthy process, but we're trying to do it right. We're trying to make sure that everything is done to the best of our ability and make sure that these cars are around for a long time. And that involves steps to make sure we have steps to upkeep them after they've been all shiny and new and redone. So climate control systems, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, but you said a couple of them should be ready by the fall?
A couple of them should be ready by the fall, yes. We should have one or two of them open by the fall.
So. Wow. That's tremendous. I can remember going in some of these trains before I guess they closed them there, but it was very interesting to see what it was like, and they had some of the original railroad stuff in there and everything.
Yeah, and the railroad stuff is still around, like at the Welcome Center. You can see a lot of the railroad objects. And the trains will be opening soon.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. All right. Does anybody want to be the conductor? Have you got anybody that has put dibs on, first dibs on being conductor?
I don't think anybody's put dibs, but you can let us know if you're interested. Okay. Come at the museum and tell us.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right. So any charge to go to the railroad museum?
It is free admission, just like the museum. So, and if you want to have a large group tour, we just ask that you give us a little bit of a heads up so we know when you're coming and all that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, they have a lot of things going on at the museum. We've talked a little bit about what's going down at the Railroad Museum. And, of course, where is the Railroad Museum, for those that don't know?
It's 908 South Main, so it's right next to South Main Street Baptist Church. And you can park in that old Palmetto Bank building parking lot. There's plenty of spaces.
Sure. And all you have to do is look off, and you'll see right there coming by the Baptist Church, you'll see the trains. You can kind of
see
them.
Yes, and you'll
see
the number 19, a big red number 19 logo. You can't miss it. So that's where you go.
Okay. All right. Well, that's terrific. So we've got the Railroad Museum. Now, you've got a lot of exhibits, and I understand you're also getting ready for your summer camp program.
We are starting to prepare for summer camps. So we had the dates and everything all lined up for that. This year, we are going to have four camps. We have two half-day camps, and that's a pottery camp called All Fired Up. And those days.
What a name.
It's going to be so great. And it's one of our most popular camps. Actually, we're adding a second session this year because it's so popular. And we have two great master potters who lead the kids in creating their own pottery pieces. And we have a little art show at the end for the families and their friends to come and see their work. And it's really impressive. It's beautiful stuff. So that'll be on June 16th through the 20th or August 4th through the 8th. And then we have our Camp Discovery, which is an all-day science camp. And then we're adding this year a train camp, which is going
to
be really fun.
We'll have to talk about that when we come back. I needed to ask you, do you get involved in doing the pottery camp? I mean, do you do some pottery on this?
I don't do anything with the pottery. They have too much to do upstairs, but I can hear the kids. They're so excited. So
yeah, I just wondered, since you like being a kid so much, if you got to put your hands in the pottery and the clay.
I don't get to do the pottery and the clay. I do get to help a lot with the science experiments and stuff, which is fun.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we are here with Bethany Wade. She is the program director. You know, they've got a master's exhibit. They've got an art show. They've got Scout Night. We're going to talk about all these things coming up right here on WCRS. But right now it is time for South Carolina Radio News and a word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing this afternoon? I'm Ann Eller. Beautiful afternoon out there. Some of the weather we've been waiting for. And this afternoon, we are with Bethany Wade. She is the program director at the Greenwood Museum. We've talked some about what's happening at the Railroad Museum. It opens tomorrow, and starting, on weekends, you can get a tour and go down there and just hang out. The grounds down there are just beautiful, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And it's just a really nice outdoor spot. For this weather, especially.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, and they are working on those with a multi-year grant, which makes me afeard that this could take many years. But you've already assured us that a couple of them will be ready by the fall.
Yes, yeah. There'll be at least one or two for you to be able to go in so you can see that we're actually working on stuff. We're not just saying we're doing stuff. Things are happening.
Sure.
So you can go in a few of them. It would be nice.
And Trey Ward has done some work on them, too.
Yes,
with his painting.
Yeah. Yes, and we are so grateful to be able to defer to people who are experts in certain things, because without them, this will not be able to happen. So he is working on one of the cars with the painting and the interior painting and stuff, helping us, which is great.
Absolutely. Somewhere there, it'll have to be signed by Trey Ward. Now, you know, I think that kind of stuff is neat. But you got a lot of other things coming up. We want to talk about some of the exhibits. And we also come back around and talk about the children's camps that will be coming up. But gosh, coming right down the pike, April 7th.
That's Monday.
That is Monday. And that's the Masters exhibit. Tell us a little bit about that one.
We are really excited about having a Masters exhibit. It has been something that we have been trying to put together for the last couple of years. And this year it actually happened. So it's going to be a collection of memorabilia from the tournament, from people who have played at Augusta National. And then some artwork by local artist Mac Baltziger. He did some great paintings of all the holes at Augusta National. They're beautiful. So they will all be able to be seen and enjoyed by the public. And it is also announcing kind of the opening of registration for our golf tournament that we're having in May. So.
Okay. So this will be, I guess the reception for this is Monday.
It's Monday night, 5:30 to 7, and it's free to the public. It'll be delicious food. We have a great event coordinator, Miss Missy Wines, who will not disappoint. She is wonderful about getting some quality food in there. So come and enjoy that and look at some Masters memorabilia. And it'll be up through May.
Mm-hmm. And is that going to be on the first floor, the second floor?
It's the first floor in our entryway gallery. So the gallery right when you come in the front door is a community space. So we try to do these kind of exhibits there. So
it'll be easy to see.
Exactly.
Now, the hours that the museum is actually open, what are the hours?
We are open every Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. And then if you want to schedule a group tour or field trip on a Monday or a Tuesday, you're welcome to do that. We just need to know about it in advance. So
okay. All right. And if somebody wants to call the museum, what's the number to call?
864-229-7093.
Okay. So, and then y'all coordinate a website with the Emerald Triangle, correct?
Yes, the Arts and Cultural District. So we share a website, but you can access our page by simply typing in www.greenwoodmuseum.org, and it takes you right to our page. And then from there, you can look at the Art Center or the theater or whoever you want to check out. So.
Okay. Well, in the last couple of years, y'all have started working together more.
We have, yes, and it's great. I think that's what's wonderful about the Emerald Triangle is that we're three very different organizations: theater, art, history. So we're all very different. How we're wired is different, you know, all of that. But we all work very well together, and we throw some events that are wonderful for encouraging culture in general in Greenwood, which is great.
Yes, that's excellent. All right, so the Masters exhibit is coming up. They'll have your reception on April 7th from 5:30 to 7. So that's actually technically a day that the museum is closed.
It is. It's a day we're closed.
Yes.
But we're throwing that out there at 5:30 okay. so people can come on.
All right, okay. Well, that sounds great. And, of course, there'll be a lot of people coming into town for the Masters,
yes.
too. So mm-hmm. this will be as far as just staying here. And then, of course, coming right up after the Masters is the Symetra Tour out there at the Links of Stony
yes,
Point.
Yes, LPGA,
yeah,
which
that's
is
right.
exciting.
Yes, the Women's LPGA. So you need to make sure that they're all knowing about this so they'll make a trip down there.
Exactly. We hope to make sure everybody who loves golf in any kind of way is going to come to the museum and see the Masters exhibit. So.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
And I was surprised at how many people in Greenwood have played at Augusta National or who just love the Masters in general. So, like talking
at least go to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of interest here about it, which is great.
Sure. So, and they're anticipating a lot of dollars coming in from the Masters into the hospitality taxes and all this kind of stuff
yeah.
that you benefit from.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. All right. But then if that's not enough on April 10th, what goes on?
April 10th, we are so excited to host the Greenwood District 50 Student Art Show. And so that is kind of a celebration of the art from elementary, middle, and high schools in District 50. It's going to be super fun. The teachers are so excited to showcase their students' work. And so we're basically just having the event at the museum. There will be some light refreshments. It'll be free to the public. So come out and kind of support these kids in creativity and arts in our schools, which is great.
Now, do they win ribbons or?
I'm not sure how that works with the district. The teachers hang the show themselves. So each teacher brings the works that they're putting on display and they set it up. We're acting as a space basically for them to kind of display all the stuff.
Okay. And how long will that be there?
That will be up through the middle of May when our next exhibit opens up in the upstairs gallery space. So.
Okay. And what's the next exhibit that opens up?
It's Cosmic Wonders, the Mystery of Life in Space. So it's a fun space exhibit, which we're super excited about for the summer. It's going to be really kid-friendly, really exciting.
Is that an exhibit that's coming
in? We're creating it in-house this year, which is going to be so fun. So
okay. Did you get a space capsule?
We did not get a space capsule. We are working. The focus of the exhibit is what would it take to have life on another planet? And so that's kind of the angle we're going from. So we talk a lot about Mars and atmosphere, biospheres, different things they're talking about when we're talking about, you know, setting up a human settlement somewhere else. And we're going to have fun interactive components. There's going to be a great, like, picture photo op with like an astronaut and stuff, so we're really, really excited about it.
You know, the head of NASA mm-hmm. was on the one of the ships, and he is actually from Columbia.
Oh,
South
really?
Carolina. Yes,
that's awesome.
I don't remember his name, but yes, he is. So, excuse me, you might want to check that
yes,
out.
Yes, we will do that.
All right, hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. You know, everybody always wonders about space, that last frontier. Sounds like we're on a Star Trek mission here, doesn't it?
It does.
And there are so many people on this small planet that we have here. Eventually, we're probably going to have to find a place to ship all these people, these extra people that we have. I don't know. I don't want to be considered extra. But it is always interesting to think about life on another planet, isn't it?
It's really cool. And we have a great student from Lander who's been doing a lot of the research for it. So it's part of her project for her internship, which is exciting. And, you know, bringing an exhibit together is fun because you have like, the visual aspect of it and the content and the organization. So it's really a team effort. But the space exhibit's going to be fun and that it does talk about, you know, you should think, what would it take? Why can we live on Earth? What would it take to have that somewhere else? And so it makes you ask these really important questions that you don't really think about
deep
all the
questions.
Time.
Deep, yes.
You know?
Yeah, right.
So it's really, really fun. Been fun to work on.
Well, and how long will that exhibit actually
That'll be open for a year.
For a year?
Mm-hmm.
So people have plenty of opportunity.
Plenty of time to come and see it, yes.
Okay. So that will be a biggie. And, of course, you've got the Festival of Flowers coming up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that'll coordinate, I guess.
This opens this opens in May. May 22nd is the date that it opens. And that'll be a free opening that night as well. But it'll be open all through the summer. So Festival of Flowers, when that's happening, people can come in and see it. It'll be great.
Sure. Thanks, Laura. So, now, you also have some other things before we even get to that.
Yes, we have a lot going on at the museum.
Scout Night at the museum, April 21st.
Yes, 6 to 8 o'clock. This is our second Scout Night of the year. It's one of our educational programs that we started doing this year. And so, basically, any Scout groups that want to reserve a spot at Scout Night, just email us or call us and let us know you're coming. It's the same price as a field trip, $5 per child, free for adults, and we do a different activity each Scout Night. So this time we have a treasure hunt and a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
So it's in our natural history exhibits upstairs.
Wow. Now, when you talk about upstairs, one of the most interesting and newest added is the Hunley.
Yes, our USS Hunley, which is our kids' adventure ship. So there's a bit of information. Our USS Hunley is not to be confused with the actual USS Hunley or the Hunley submarine.
Right.
It's something completely different. But, you know, it's in honor of Ben Hunley and in honor of his wife, Pam, who they gave so much of themselves for the museum for so many years. And it was kind of our special way of honoring them. And it opened I think maybe a week ago on a Friday.
Recently.
It was very recently, and it's a ship straight out of a children's book. It's just fabulous. It's wonderful. It has a bell that you can ring and wheels, and it has, you know, portholes. It's just wonderful.
Now,
so,
who built that?
Sydney Husky built it, and then Judson Arce, who's our visitor's experience manager, he did some of the painting and the detailing. They worked really hard on it. It looks fabulous.
And so, that's part of a permanent exhibit
now. It is. It's part of our Epic Journeys, which is an animal migration exhibit. So we have two large dioramas, one of a North American forest and one of an African savanna. And the exhibit talks a lot about ecosystems, migration, those kind of things. And the ship is right there in the ocean between the two. And it'll be a great spot for kids to be able to look at the binoculars of the animals that are in the dioramas, and we, you know, you kind of look at those and the clues that we present about what animals, different traits of these animals. So,
and do you have any of the old animals as part of this? Or
that is exactly why.
Well,
you're
no.
very good. From what I hear, before we renovated in 2008, all of these animal heads graced the staircase of the museum.
Right.
And so, since renovation, they have not been out of storage. They've been in our collection storage. And this was the first time we brought them all back out again. So, we had the giraffe. We had the lion. We have all these great pieces that a lot of people who went to the museum before it was renovated remember.
Sure.
And Judson, he's so talented. He, you know, tried to make them look as alive as possible in the diorama. And they look great. It's great to see them kind of in a spot that makes sense for
right.
them to be in. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, this would be just like going on a safari.
It is. Going on a safari without worrying about the expense. So.
Yeah, or the travel.
Or
distal,
the travel, the
yes,
heat,
yeah,
wild
yeah.
animals, you
yeah.
know, all that stuff. So.
That's great. So that'll be going on.
It's a permanent exhibit, so it's here from now on. So you will be able to come see it anytime.
Sure. So then, and that's another great one to take the kids to.
Yes, the kids love it because they get to see not only the African savanna animals, but they get to see like a big moose and like a raccoon and all these great animals that are kind of more around our area too. So.
Sure. Well, that sounds terrific. All right. So then you have the golf tournament. Well, that doesn't come up till May. But what does the golf tournament? That's a fundraiser, I presume.
It is a fundraiser for the museum. It's called the Museum Classic Golf Tournament, and it is going to be at the Grumman Country Club. And this has been coordinated by Miss Missy Wines. It's going to be a fundraiser to benefit the museum and the Railroad Center. We really hope anybody who loves to play golf will come out and support us. It is May 15th, 1 p.m. shotgun start, and it's $90 per person. And also businesses, if you're interested in sponsoring a hole, that is something you can do as well. So.
Sure. Okay. So that'll be, and that's really, as you said, was the kickoff to the Masters exhibit.
Yes, we tied in Monday. The Masters. If you come to the Masters exhibit, you'll get some information about the golf tournament. And we hope that you'll support that in May when it comes up too. So.
Sure. Okay. So, you know, so we skipped, there's May 15th now. But going back, to May 10th. That's National Train
Day. National Train Day! Yay!
Okay. And what happens on National Train Day?
National Train Day is a great event that happens all across America. Railroad museums or organizations that support railroad history celebrate National Train Day.
A lot of them even put their trains in motion, right?
Yes.
We'll not be doing that here.
We will not be doing that here. I'm sorry, everybody. The trains will not be moving. It's a really fun event. It celebrates the importance of the railroad to the United States and to our different communities' histories. And it's a free event across America because we are free all the time. We throw a party on National Train Day. So we have face painting and games and that kind of stuff. And it's 2 to 4 on May 10th at the Railroad Center. So it's a really fun event for kids. But people who love trains of all ages can come and enjoy National Train Day. I get my face painted every year. So,
well, we know you don't want to grow up.
That's
now,
true. I know. I'm the programs director. I can't grow up. I have to stay connected.
Now, May 10th, that must be a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, yes. Okay. It's a Saturday.
So. And it's the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yes.
And it'll be a Saturday that we have our fabulous tour guides that work at the Railroad Center on Saturdays. They'll be doing tours that whole day. So
come out and enjoy. It's a kid-friendly activities and games. You know, I think one of the things that the museum, shall we say, has really founded their niche is in all the programs for kids.
Yes, definitely. I think that is a focus of the museum and Railroad Center is to make kind of history accessible to children in our community, to not have them kind of feel so disconnected from it, to be a place they can learn and grow in the community. So that's really important to us.
Sure. And something, I mean, it's like doing your Polar Express during Christmas.
Love Polar Express. So much fun. Last year, we were able to open it up to every K-5 student in District 50. And we had a huge response to that. So we had lots of kids go through there. And it was so much fun to have these kids come in every day for the first 2 weeks of December. We were exhausted afterwards, but it was so much fun. And it's just an electric kind of atmosphere when they come in. They're so excited about learning, reading, doing a craft. It's really fun. So,
no, I think that's great. Now, as far as any of the other exhibits, I guess the other one we might want to talk about is the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour and Sale.
Yes, and this is, I think, the third year that we've been a site for the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour. It's different spots in Greenwood that these pottery guilds showcase local artists' work. And they also have, I think, sometimes of programs and demonstrations that weekend. But on that day, the May 2nd, that's a Friday, so 5:30 to 7, it'll be a free event at the museum where we're showcasing some pieces. And some of them are available for sale. And they're really unique pieces, mugs, plates, bowls. So if you love kind of eclectic pottery, come out that night and you might could find score some pieces that you can take home with you. So
absolutely. And I think the Heritage Pottery Trail is so neat because they go around to different potters where their kilns and where they work, and down in Edgefield,
yes,
where the Edgefield pottery came from.
Yeah, and so you get to see kind of the art of pottery and then how different people do it, you know, because I mean these are all different individuals who have their own style and their way of doing things, so it's really neat to see that.
Sure. So make sure you put that on your calendar, and I think if May 2nd is a Friday, I'll expect that the whole pottery tour will be going on the 3rd and the 4th, Saturday and Sunday.
That's that whole weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And ours event, we're open on Saturday 10 to 5, so you can come in and see the pieces then too, but it's kind of like our kickoff for that tour. And then Saturday and Sunday, they have other things that are happening all around town connected to the tour. So,
and it'll be very well marked,
so big yellow signs that you can see.
exactly. So that's terrific. Hey, you know, if you want to call the museum, 229-7093, that's 229-7093. Well, we've been talking about all the good stuff that is going to be there. Now, are there any traveling exhibits that are going to be coming in?
We actually just had our last exhibit from Cherokee, North Carolina, Emissaries of Peace, which was wonderful. We had it for a year. It just closed. They picked it up last week. So they deinstalled, which is a neat process to watch them do. And we are doing our space exhibit in-house, so we will not have a traveling exhibit that I know of until next year.
Okay. All right. Now, you also have some other permanent exhibits. One of them is the MJ Dock Roads Gems and Minerals Gallery.
Yes, and that was an exhibit that we opened up last year. So that features gems that were local to Greenwood and then some great pieces from Africa and Mexico and all of that. It's a beautiful gallery. If you
love nice lighting, shiny, sparkly
things, it's the spot for you. And you learn a little bit about, you know, minerals and gems and that kind of thing when you go in there as well. But it's a really impressive collection of different kinds of pieces, too. So
sure. So there's a lot to see down there at the museum. And I think, you know, when it comes to kids, you know, if you're a grandparent and you're looking for a place to take a grandchild that's visiting, need to think about the museum.
Absolutely. Come on and bring them with you. We will love to have them there. It's a great spot for rainy day trips, weekends, just whatever. You know, it's really nice. And then you could hit all of us up there at once. You can go to the Art Center, stop at the theater, see a play. You know, just visit us all while you're there.
Sure. So that's right. And, of course, the Railroad Museum is down at the other end of Uptown Greenwood.
So maybe you could go to the library and then go to the train. Just make a day of it.
Okay, there you go. You know, that's it's hard to believe for the size that we are, all the things that we have right here in Greenwood.
So many great things to do. So many great things to do. So.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Bethany, it has been an absolute delight. I can tell you're fired up and got all kinds of good things going on at the museum.
Thank you so much. It's been really, really fun talking to you. So
absolutely. And you'll be able to check out the programs. Where do you go if you want to go on your website and check out more?
It's greenwoodmuseum.org. So you just go there and you can click on the side tabs for exhibits or programs. Under programs, we have summer camp information, scholarship applications, that kind of thing. So it's all there. And if you have any questions, just call 229-7093 and we'll help you figure it out.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much, Bethany.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 8:35, my buddy Jim Bohannon will be live on the air with me talking about, God, I don't know what we'll be talking about, but we'll have a good time. Hope you tune in. Bye-bye, everybody.